From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, U.S. Marshals are on the lookout for hundreds, maybe more than hundreds, of registered sex offenders who fled when Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast. They're supposed to register. Most of them have not. First, this. High winds and dry conditions are continuing to feed wildfires in Oklahoma, Texas, and New Mexico. At least four people have been killed by the fires, which have been raging since last week. Thousands of acres of dry grasses and at least two tiny Texas towns have been destroyed. Joining us to discuss the situation is Tracy Weaver. She's with the Texas Forest Service. Ms. Weaver, welcome to the program. And where are you exactly?
I am in Nakona, Texas, in Montague County.
And where is that?
Montague County is about 125 miles northwest of Dallas.
So describe conditions there, please. How many people are there trying to fight the fire, and what's going on?
We have several people in fighting the fire. Yesterday, there were 50 fire departments from as far away as Fort Worth helping with this fire, as well as Texas Forest Service. We are bringing in heavy air tankers today that will drop retardant on some of the spots of this fire that are really kicking up this morning with the winds that we have.
So how about the numbers of local people there? How many people live in Nakona, and where are they?
The city of Nakona, they've actually allowed people back in. It's about 3,200 people.
Yes, sir.
And they've been allowed to go back home. We did not lose structures within the city of Nakona. Ringgold, which is about 13 miles from here, was heavily damaged by the fire.
And what about this report of these two towns that have been just wiped out by the fires?
That Ringgold is one of those towns. It's a population of about 100. We've lost 27 homes in that town and had at least seven others damaged. So, yeah, it was pretty much decimated.
What's the plan for the rest of the day?
Plan for the rest of the day is try to get this fire completely contained where it won't flare up again and pose any more threats. Because of the change in wind direction, you know, it could potentially push back towards Nakona, and we're just trying to make sure it doesn't do that. So hopefully we can get the fire knocked out and put to bed today.
Tracy Weaver, spokeswoman for the Texas Forest Service. Tracy, there's a judge there, a county judge, James Kittrell.
Yes.
Could we speak to him?
Hello.
Judge Kittrell, you've seen these fires. Can you tell us about them?
This is about as bad as we've had in a long time, and we got it stopped right here at the city limits of Nakona. It came kind of around the north edge of Nakona. We got it stopped there. We did not lose any structures in Nakona. We lost about 13 houses between Nakona and Ringgold.
Do fires like this come every 5 years, every 10 years? Have you seen anything like this before in your lifetime?
Last fire like this in our county was, I haven't seen one since, back around 57, I think, was when it burned, and it didn't burn, we didn't hit any towns at that time.
That's 50 years ago,
yeah.
Almost.
About the worst season I've seen, yes.
Montague County Judge James Kittrell in Montague County Judge James Kittrell speaking with us from Nakona, Texas. Judge Kittrell, thank you.
You're welcome.